This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights in 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Namaste, caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hotel El Panama in Panama City, Panama. Of course, the hometown, the city of Roberto Duran, Manos DPF. That's right. Pedro Fernandez in town, of course, to celebrate the greatest fighter of all time this past week, the World Boxing Organization. Of course, we had our 31st annual convention here, and guess who was the star? Roberto Duran. That's right. He brought his salsa band. He sang. He brought some food. We had a great time. You know, and those of you that know me over the years, I mean, Roberto and I have had an extended relationship through Hector Martinez and Freddie Martinez and things like that. But, you know, most of the time we were together, he was always dieting. And when he's dieting, he's not the nicest guy in the world. I mean, when I used to cut weight, sometimes I wouldn't eat for 2 or 3 days at a time. And my mother told me I was, anyway, she said things that you wouldn't want to hear on the radio. But the bottom line is, you know, he wasn't dieting. When Roberto's not dieting, he's the life of the party, no doubt about it. We had a great time at the fights Wednesday night here at the Hotel of Panama. Of course, the WBO putting on a fantastic card of boxing. And then we come back the following night with our grand gala, of course, our celebration of the 31st annual Congress. Lots of champions in the house. I'll probably get to that in depth on next week's show. Of course, this will be a 1 hour edition live of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Why 1 hour? Because I'm in Panama and I'm lazy. No, I'm just kidding. Dr. Mike and I and Johnny Sig decided we're going to do 1 hour this weekend. The second hour will be the best of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So we've got open phone lines. You can join us if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7569. Of course, you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks. Having defended my title, and forget this, better than 35 years. Lots of people talk the smack. I walk the walk. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, only on Sports Byline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Pedro, let me tell you something, man. Congratulations on your long time in radio. You are your team and for your ratings, man. I was reading about that. I'm very impressed with you, Pedro.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
The 31st annual WBO convention is over, folks. So I am still here in Hotel El Panama in Panama City enjoying the sights. And, of course, I've got some personal endeavors here going as well. But let's talk about some of the awards that went down Thursday night. Of course, WBO Fighter of the Year, Sho Kimura versus Kasai Tanaka. Those guys, I watched that film. Holy cow, they were rumbling. The WBO Female Fighter of the Year was Aurelia Masino versus Maria Salinas. I watched some clips of that. I can see why it was the WBO Female Fighter of the Year. The WBO Female Fighter of the Year and the Super Champion. You've heard her on the show in the past. We'll talk about Amanda Serrano. Of course, she calls New Jersey the New York area. That's her home. She's amazing. Now she's moved up to 140 pounds. She still looks good. She's beautiful. And, of course, she can fight. The KO of the Year, Angel Tito Acosta knocking out Abraham Rodriguez. Holy cow, that was one hell of a KO. The Fighter of the Year. Well, I think this is 2 years in a row now. Terrence Crawford, the welterweight title holder, of course, Omaha, Nebraska. What's he now? 28, 29, somewhere around there, 30-0, 34-0. You know, he's got an undefeated record, but he hasn't been in a fight yet where somebody says, can he win or can he lose? Can he lose? I mean, that's what sort of makes a great fighter, when somebody can challenge them and put them in a fight where you say to yourself, who's going to win? Who's going to win? Or you don't know for sure, okay? The bottom line is, Crawford and Spence, that's probably the fight we're looking at. But now I'm hearing Spence is going to take on Mikey Garcia, the 135-pound champion. Of course, they're both promoted by Al Haymon. So this is a promotional war, which we'll get to probably a bit later with Johnny Sig. That's right. Johnny Sig will be joining us in a little bit. Of course, John Signorella, my ace out of Las Vegas, Nevada. We call him, we've got a whole lot of nicknames for him. But, man, Johnny Sig delivers, no doubt about that. Anyway, upset of the year. Eladio Alvarez knocking out Sergey Kovalev. I guess that was the upset of the year, but Larry Merchant sort of called that. Remember, Larry Merchant was on the show a couple weeks ago and said, you know, Alvarez can fight, he's undefeated, and he wouldn't say, and then I said to him later, did you sort of pick that? No, but it just rolled off his tongue. So, you know, the Godfather is the Godfather. Some special recognition awards went to Brian and Bo Mack, of course. I call him Big Mac. McIntyre, that is, of course, the trainer of Terrence Crawford. He won an award for being the outstanding trainer. The New Generation Award for Outstanding Promotions for 2018 was Eddie Hearn. Why not? Eddie Hearn rocks and rolls, no doubt about that, man. Eddie Hearn is the future of boxing. In fact, we're hoping that Eddie Hearn can tie a deal for DAZN and Ring Talk, and of course the various radio productions we put together at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We hope that Johnny Sieg and Eddie Hearn and Pedro can all come together and just bust some bread together, man, and make some money together. The bottom line is Eddie Hearn, an outstanding promoter. He is the future of boxing, no doubt about it. Now, we're going to get into some of the difficult names here because, you know, they always got them for me. Masayuki versus Christopher Diaz. That was the outstanding fight of the year for the WBO. That was a good fight, no doubt about it. Crawford, Montiel, and Tanaga, triple crown of warning for winning WBO titles in three weight classes. More power to them. Although Crawford, I think that's his only second weight class. They can't count. Crawford won at 140 and 147, so that's only two. That's an error right there by the World Boxing Organization. See, that's how much clarity we have. We admit we gaff, and I'm admitting right there. Kosai Tanaka, the super champion belt for winning the WBO titles in three different weight divisions, promoter of the year for the U.S., why not? Mr. Bob Arum, of course, signed that contract with ESPN and ESPN Plus, which brings us a significant amount of boxing, no doubt about that. If you haven't got the two apps, and you guys know I'm not a shill for anybody, especially Bob Arum having kicked his ass in court, you know that. But I have to admire his business. I mean, he's a master. He is the master. As far as business is concerned, Bob Arum is on top. You got to give him props. Former U.S. attorney in the Kennedy administration back in the early 1960s before the president was killed. Then he became a boxing promoter, and the rest is history. Promoter of the year, every year in Europe, Frank Warren gets it. I'm telling you, Frank Warren is doing most of the WBO boxing as far as Europe's concerned, but he is the promoter extraordinaire, no doubt about that. But you remember, of course, that time that Mike Tyson kicked a snot out of him. Remember that one? Let's bring in Johnny Signorelli. John Signorelli, do you remember that time when Mike Tyson slapped Frank Warren around and busted his face up? You remember that?
One of the many memorable moments in Mike Tyson's career, my brother, of course. How do you forget that?
I'm doing just fine, live from Panama. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We've actually got a broadcast from Panama and a broadcast from Las Vegas. We combined it together. Of course, the man that puts us all together, so if it fails, you will blame Paul Scott Cuddy. Let me put that out there. Anyway, tell me, Johnny Sieg, I mean, some of these WBA awards. Oh, you know what was here at the convention, and I'd never seen a dude before in my life, was Darius Michaleski. And he was like the WBO light heavyweight champion. He defended the title like 22 times, but he never came over here on this side of the pond, and he never fought Roy Jones. Remember, that's the fight we wanted to see him and Roy Jones. That never happened. So he was there, and I thought that was sort of cool. Acelino Freitas was in the house. Of course, I was there when Diego Corrales dethroned him for the WBO 135-pound championship in Uncasville, Connecticut, many, many years ago. Bottom line is, good fighters. Ivan Calderon, commitment to the youth program, of course, the two-division WBO champion, is big on the anti-drug program here in the country. And, of course, I mentioned Freitas winning that. And here's a guy, I thought I could beat him. You know, Johnny, there's a few guys I told you that I think I could have licked as a pro. But Arthur Gregorian, the former WBO lightweight champion, he defended his title 17 times. And some guys said to me, how the hell do you think you could have beat some guy that defended a belt 17 times at a world-class level? I just think the styles make fights and that at 140, if we had fought at 140, because I maybe make 135, but I think I could have beat Arthur. Anyway, devastating knockout puncher of the WBO 2018, and I think Johnny will agree with me here, as did the WBO. Jaime Munguia, the guy from Mexico, he can crack, man.
Oh, absolutely, and he's made one hell of a name for himself in this great year of 2018. I'm looking forward to seeing him moving forward, Pete, into 2019, where we have so many promising young and up-and-coming fighters and great fights to be made, my brother.
So who does Alvarez belong to, the Colombian? Who does he belong to as far as DAZN, ESPN Plus? Where's that going? Do you know?
I want to say ESPN Plus there, Pete, off the top of my head.
Okay, because you know, I think he's an exciting fighter. And of course, I'm pro-Colombian, you know that. But the fact he went out there, he beat up a bully. It's one thing of beating a good guy that's world-class, but it's another guy beating a tough, tough bully. And that's what Sergey Kovalev was. Of course, Andre Ward sort of exposed him. But straight up, he tore down the bully and knocked him out. And that was, of course, the upset of the year as far as the World Boxing Organization is concerned. It is 19 minutes past there, almost 20 minutes past there. Of course, we come to you live from Panama City and a lovely five-star hotel, Hotel El Panama here in Panama City. Did you hear me cough, folks? Figure it out. I can't say too much because they'll cut the broadcast here. You hear what I'm saying, Johnny? They might cut the broadcast. I forget.
I feel you, brother.
I think I was in Spain. Yeah, here's what's up, John. I'll throw things off a little bit, folks. We're coming to you live from Panama. But I was in Spain doing a live broadcast, and I fell asleep during the commercial break, and somebody woke me up to go back on the air. And then I started ripping on the hotel and what a dive it was and how they didn't set me with the proper broadcasting, the whole nine yards. So all of a sudden, the hotel manager, it's like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, some incredible hour. This hotel manager comes busting through the door while I'm doing the broadcast. I got headphones on and everything like that. And he's saying to me, and he's saying things in Spanish that probably couldn't be said in English over the American radio. Anyway, I had to quell him. But the crazy stuff that happens when you go on the road. So, Johnny, as we approach the 22-minute break, the commercial break, talk to me. What's happening in the next segment?
Well, we got the ESPN card plus to review. Miguel Burchett stopping Mickey Roman in an amazing scrap last night, dude, a firefight. And DAZN also had Josh Taylor against Ryan Martin, another stoppage. And in the undercard, interesting undercard, Nonito Donaire versus Ryan Burnett. I'm looking forward to touching on this one, Pete.
Fantastic. I'm hoping you expand on that, folks. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live, World Card. Why, of course, Ring Talk is nice. How nice? We come to you twice, Saturday and Sunday, this week from Panama City, but Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast. And of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, you can go to YouTube and pick up a lot of our recent broadcasts. And we're trying to hook up a live Ring Talk broadcast as I speak. But of course, bottom line is Johnny Sigg's got this Ring Talk Worldwide page all together. It looks sharp. Check it out at YouTube.com. Just punch in Ring Talk Live, Ring Talk Worldwide, and you know exactly what's going on. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the aforementioned Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and me, Pedro Fernandez, coming to you live from the home of Roberto Duran, Manu Di Pietra, Panama City, Panama. This is Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another, but I'm going to get the job done.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How about that?
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Bringing you back with the theme, of course, Mannix, the TV series from CBS, the late 60s, early 70s. Speaking of early 70s, a man that came to us in the early 70s from the Cleveland State Penitentiary, of course, I'm talking about Donald King. Don King, the great promoter, the greatest promoter in the world, of course, a reform man, no doubt about that, got out of prison, turned his life around, became probably one of the most recognized faces on the planet, especially with that hairdo of his. But and he has to check with his lawyer and everything. But the bottom line is, you know, lawyer, I love him. I mean, I really do. And right now he's going through some health issues, so we wish Don King all the best. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, nobody was quite like Don King. Nobody had the persona that the master of promotion did as Don King. So I'm hoping to go to Florida and visit Don next couple of weeks. I'm hoping that'll take place. Back to the subject hand, boxing, of course, 2018. Last night, boxing was rocking and rolling both on The Zone and ESPN+. Johnny, take us through that.
Miguel Bulchet last night stopped Mickey Roman in the ninth round of a shootout, Pete. I tell you what, Bulchet's volume punching is insane. And Roman's got stones, man. He stood in there, put his nose in there, and I think that he was feeling that at some point in time, logically, you figure a guy would tire after throwing as many punches as Bulchet did last night. But my man Bulchet just kept throwing and throwing and throwing and eventually just cracked the egg and took out Roman in the ninth round of a shootout last night, Pedro.
What does it say with Roman with 12 prior losses? Were the prior losses learning fights? Were they early on? I mean, talk about the – if a guy has already lost 12 times, there's a good chance he's going to lose fight number 13, correct?
It's to my understanding, too, that Roman was a very busy fighter, sometimes fighting four or five times in a year, paycheck to paycheck, blue-collar type of guy. Most notable win was against Orlando Salido. Now, Salido, we know, has been in tons of wars. And, you know, by the time that Roman got to him, probably very faded in Salido. But, you know, as you saw last night, it didn't even seem that this guy was a veteran of over 70 fights taking that kind of punishment. My man hung in there as much as he could. Again, I think it was just the volume of Bulchet last night. Now they're talking about Bulchet, whose best win prior to this one was Victor Postol, possibly moving up to face Lomachenko at 135. Interesting fact for Bulchet was that he had knocked out 12 of his last 13 opponents since his first loss, Steve.
Yeah, I'm looking at this record. This is pretty impressive here, man. I mean, as far as the numbers are concerned, no doubt about that. Of course, this young man comes to us all the way from where? Mexico. Of course, a Mexican fighter, 26 years old now. They call him El Alacran. 140, 135, 130. Where's Lomachenko really at? Is he going to be at 135? Is he going to be at 140? What's he going to do? I mean, I think he should be making super statements with super fights, trying to do things that prove that he's the Muhammad Ali of boxing that his promoter Bob Arum calls him, but yet I'm not seeing it.
I'd like to see Lomachenko move up to one of my favorite divisions at 140. Regis Prograis fights there, Jose Ramirez, Orozco, Maurice Hooker, Saucedo. There's so many great fighters there that I think would really challenge him. Obviously, we all want the Mikey Garcia thing. Mikey Garcia wants to move up two weight classes to take on Errol Spence. Lomachenko stays at 135. Bulchet moves up. Maybe Gervonta Davis follows and moves up to 135. Alberto Machado's there, a good fighter. There are fights for him. I think, in all honesty, I'm sold on what I saw last night. Not that I think Bulchet could beat Lomachenko, but again, when you throw that kind of volume with that kind of conviction and just go after someone relentlessly last night as Bulchet did, I was very impressed with the amount of punches that he threw out there last night. So that's going to make Lomachenko move and think and give him reason to almost go in panic mode because he's going to have to be sharp every second of that fight. So I want to see that one if Lomachenko does not move up to 140.
You know, being sharp and for every second of the fight, it means not making any sizable errors. And making an error, you say to yourself, whoa, I got away with that one. Because, you know, Johnny, when you're fighting guys that are at that world-class level, man, you make a mistake against Lomachenko. He counters with you, and then you're in suspense for a second. He jumps on you, and guess what? Night's over.
Yeah, absolutely. And the same thing goes, remember back in the day, we just mentioned Mike Tyson earlier in the show. Like, you couldn't make a mistake with him back in the day, man, because he would just take you out with one shot. And a lot of guys made a lot of mistakes against Mike, and Mike at his best made you pay. Styles makes fights, of course, but yeah, you have to, against guys at that kind of level, whether they're good, you know, practitioners with athleticism or power punchers, you got to fight every second of every round, and that level of focus is intense.
I don't know how I could put this on the radio, but I'm going to put it out anyway. I think I've said it before, but when Mike Tyson used to scare the snot out of people before fights, Johnny, he would scare them to death. Okay. In fact, one guy named Alex Stewart, this is what I was told, that Alex Stewart sort of had a, we'll call it a wet fart when they were standing, nose to nose there in that ring, in the Atlantic City ring. And other people noticed it in the ring. So, you know, what can I say? Looks like the guy spit on himself with an H. You know where I'm coming from?
Absolutely, man. And he, at that point in time, was the baddest man on the planet. And I tell you what, dude, I don't know if there'll ever be anyone as intimidating as Mike Tyson, even with that high-pitched, lisping voice. Like, this man would walk into a room and command the room. I've been in the same room as Mike Tyson before. He walked in that thing like Darth Vader. You know, you hear that music. Dan, 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 dan. He was like, damn, that's Mike. You know, there's an aura about Mike Tyson that is second to none. Ali had his thing in a different way. Mike Tyson has his thing in a different way. These guys are once in a generation, a lifetime type polarizing figures, and Mike definitely is among the greatest out there.
Okay, let's switch gears. Something you wanted to touch on before we went to the break. Of course, we were talking with Johnny Signorelli, the ace out of Las Vegas, Nevada. In fact, he's got the Ring Talk page at YouTube. That's Ring Talk Worldwide. Go to YouTube.com. Check out most of our recent shows, if not all of our recent shows. Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash. I said he was done, baby. What happened?
Dude, I tell you what, that was a good fight for four rounds. I was anticipating seeing where this thing was going because it had the writings of a real good fight of the year type of brewing type thing happening. And he looked good. Donaire looked in great shape. His hand speed was there back at 118, looking strong. And Ryan Burnett, you know, had to call it quits due to a very awkward, weird back injury. It oddly hurt his back throwing a right hand. You could see that, you know, he went down and dropped to a knee, did Ryan, after he shot this right hand. And he just was not able to recover, and they didn't send him out for the fifth round. I guess feeling that his performance would be hindered and that his back injury would, you know, that he sustained wouldn't enable him to be competitive against Donaire. But it looked like Donaire was starting to really step on the gas at that time and do some good things with movement, hence maybe why Ryan threw his back out, because he missed him by a good mark. So,
well, I'm looking at
Donaire moving forward.
Interesting. Of course, we'll cross with my Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, the man, of course, that peaked up in 2007, July 7, 2007, of course, when he knocked out Victor Chini. And, of course, Vic woke up, like, in the ring, and Vic said to everybody, I was never knocked out. Poor Vic, that was embarrassing. But I'm looking at the box rec. They don't have the scores here after three or four rounds. What was the scores like? Donaire was winning the fight?
I think they were about even at that point, Pedro, if I'm not mistaken. It was a very, very close fight. Now, he moves forward in this tournament to potentially face Inoue, Naoya Inoue, at 118 pounds. This guy is a monster. If Donaire could pull this off, I mean, I think Donaire is going to the Hall of Fame at some point. You know, so you might think I'm crazy. But he was a very good little fighter, and a lot of people didn't pay attention to the lower weight classes, including myself as a diehard. And this guy did put him on the map with sensational knockouts, like you talked about, in Victor Chinin. Remember when he knocked out Fernando Montiel and had him out cold, and he was kicking and screaming on the ground like a newborn baby? That was nasty, dude. Like, so Donaire showed power, you know, at a weight class that generally doesn't have that kind of power. So I'd like to see what he does against Inoue. If he takes Inoue out or beats him by decision, mad props to Nonito Donaire. He looked fresh last night. I was very impressed with that man.
Well, you got to give Donaire all kinds of props because the Montiel fight, he basically finished Montiel.
Oof, man, he iced him. And like,
I don't mean in the fight. I mean as a fight, as far as his career was concerned.
Yeah, he was never the same after that. He was getting destroyed in early rounds in fight after fight after that. And I really put the hurting on him. In the main event last night, we had Josh Taylor, who improved to 14-0, 12 KOs, against Ryan Martin, who was unbeaten last night, but now stands at 22-1-12. This transpired in Scotland also, where Donaire had fought last night, Ryan Burnett. I tell you what, dude, Taylor slapped around a super listless Ryan Martin. Like, he's an unbeaten guy, Ryan Martin, going into last night's fight on a world stage in a tournament, and he did, as we say in Italian, ugats, which means nothing. Like, this guy just, I don't understand, like, why would you even bother showing up? If I was in that kid's corner, man, I would have been thoroughly disappointed with my charge.
Johnny Signorelli, who's the fighter of the week?
Fighter of the week, Miguel Burchett. Again, you throw that kind of amount of volume punches towards your opponent, you go in there with a game plan, and you don't waver your game plan, you're my boy for the week.
Folks, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, this is your inside look in the world of boxing, both combat sports, both boxing and MMA. Johnny Sig will stick around. We'll have a segment on MMA coming up. Of course, the UFC Heavyweight Championship on the line, baby, in MSG, the Mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. Daniel Cormier, of course, taking on Derek Lewis. We'll talk about that in depth. In fact, we'll go to the boys of the UFC. I'd love to have Michael Bisping, the former middleweight champion, when he does his thing as far as analyzing fights. Because, you know, I think Bisping's always got a few drinks going into the studio, and it's always nice to hear a fighter tell the truth. I think, honestly, doesn't alcohol bring out the truth in people? It usually does. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The late Kimbo Slice. Yeah, well, not much of a fighter. I think his name was Kevin Ferguson, for real. But he was a street guy, made his rep on YouTube. Believe it or not, made his rep on YouTube. And, of course, made a few bucks before he collapsed from a heart attack at the age of 44. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast. Now, we're, of course, talking mixed martial arts, UFC 230 in the rearview mirror as I speak, of course, coming to you live from the Mecca Boxing MSG. Let's check out what the UFC on Fox as their crew breaks down the impressive performance, of course, of the heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier.
Really, if you had written down a strategy for DC to win this fight, you basically would have written down what he did tonight. Takedown, ground and pound, rear naked choke, lights out.
Yeah, listen, this was about defending his belt. It was about really not taking big risks against a very dangerous fighter in Derek Lewis. All it takes is one shot. And not only that, this guy will rearrange your brain, I mean, if he lands that shot. So he had to be safe out there. He had to take the path of least resistance. What did he do? He went in on that patented high crotch combination and just landed it repeatedly, put Derek Lewis on his back, and it was ultimately in the second round where he was able to get that rear naked choke.
Listen, Derek Lewis actually did pretty well because he got back to his feet on a number of occasions. To do that against someone like Daniel Cormier, who's weighing 251 pounds, who knows how to use that weight and generate a lot of downward pressure, Lewis still got back to his feet. That was actually pretty impressive. But to answer your question, yeah, if you're Daniel Cormier and you're sitting here, you're trying to blueprint the strategy, that's what you do. It's simple as that. Go out there, grab the single leg, takedown to takedown to takedown, put him on his backside, and don't let him up and get the rear naked choke. That's what he does, and he did it perfectly. This isn't a contest of who's the bigger man, who can hit harder. Yeah. It's martial arts, who's got the best skills. And unfortunately, Cormier has way better skills, and that's just the facts.
Way better fight IQ, way better
and experience, mindset, will, wrestling, you name it. Kenny, give me some more.
I was going to say, it was also a short notice fight. You know, timing-wise for your striking, it can take a little bit. It usually takes 6 to 8 weeks to get that timing with your striking. He's been wrestling so long, it was just easier for him to go in and get on those legs.
Not to mention, he had a hand injury, too. So DC maybe didn't want to engage in a striking battle.
Yeah, and I think that was just the smarter way to keep his hand and his body healthy and not take any risks. Again, we can't stress this enough. We were talking about Derek Lewis has the ability of knocking out anyone in that division.
Well, that's what I was scared of with DC. Is he going to fall in love with the striking after knocking out Stipe Miocic? And if he did that, as we saw tonight in the second round, Lewis did look dangerous. He only managed to throw a few shots. But when he did throw them, he got a reaction from everyone here, got a reaction from everyone in Madison Square Garden, and he got a reaction from DC. He thought, whoa. Oh, screw this. Yeah. You got to go down, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here is a look at Daniel Cormier's fantastic heavyweight run. DC is still undefeated at heavyweight. So, Michael, is heavyweight DC really that much better than light heavyweight DC? And he's not bad there either.
Well, he's 46 pounds heavier. Yeah. So, you know, that definitely helps him with his style. As I said, downward pressure is key. I mean, listen, you know, we were talking about it a moment ago. Maybe the competition's a little easier at heavyweight. No disrespect, big fellas. But he looked incredible tonight. I mean, he looked great against Stipe. And again, I'm not trying to talk bad about Derek Lewis. I love Derek Lewis. I find him to be an inspirational character. But Stipe was a tougher test. And he breezed through that test. First round knockout. And once again, all right, this was second round. But he took no damage. But what you want to do as a fighter is go out there, fight smart, and not get hit. The crowd were booing because they didn't get what some of them paid to see. They wanted to see a slugfest. They wanted to see people swinging each other in the face, blood flying everywhere, and the crowd going crazy. Yeah, that's great if it's a Rocky movie. Sounds really sexy and romantic in a fight sense, but it's not smart. If you want to be a commentator like he is, if you want to... you know, have good conversations with your children when you're 80 years old, having those type of fights is not what you want to do. DC's smart, he's a better man, he's got better wrestling, and he used that.
I also think his speed advantage is significant at heavyweight. And also, he's not dealing with any depletion of energy at heavyweight. I think at 205, he probably is. It's not an easy weight cut for him. You know, everyone goes, oh, he could easily make 185. Maybe not. He's got a lot of muscle on his body. You know, it wasn't easy for him to do it in the Olympics either. So this is a guy who knows how he feels when he competes. And I just think he fits in much better into the equation at heavyweight than he does at 205.
There's a reason why he said he's never going back to 205 unless it's for John Jones. Why? Because he weighed in at 251. Because he likes it. He likes to eat. We all do. But if you can eat and still perform like that and be a little heavier, and he's not trying to be, you know, an Instagram fitness model. He doesn't care about the six-pack. He's a man's man. He doesn't care. He lets it all hang loose. He's got no choice. But still, incredible. Incredible performance, DC.
Yeah, that's my excuse, too.
Yeah.
He's got to let it hang loose.
Here's the compliment. It's always on the backhand of Michael. You know, also, though, not for nothing, the heavyweight division does have collectively the oldest average age, right? So at light heavyweight, yes, there's younger, fresher fighters who, you know, like you said, also have a more complete skill set sometimes in some of the heavyweight fighters. But Kenny, what do you think Derek can take away from this? You know, this was obviously an opportunity, basically an offer he couldn't say no to, shouldn't have said no to, but what can he take away from it?
Yeah, like I said, you got to take this offer here to fight for the belt. I think there's a lot of money on the line. Put your money away, Derek Lewis. There's a lot of fun fights for you at heavyweight. I think the fans have a big time favorite in Derek Lewis. I still think there's a lot of fun fights out there. Yeah, listen, he's not a complete fighter. I think he knew that going into this, which is why he said what he said after the Volkov fight. But this was too sweet of an offer. This is one of those paydays that could potentially change your life and change the life of your family. He had to take it. This is kind of what we all expected. But when you have a guy with this kind of power, Derek Lewis, you always have a chance. You always have a chance. He went for it, wasn't able to get it done, but still a lot of fun fights out there.
If you're Derek Lewis, now you can sit there, you say, listen, I fought in the UFC. I decided to become a mixed martial artist. I went to the highest height. I fought for the heavyweight championship of the world at Madison Square Garden. Okay, I lost, but still, I got there. Not a lot of people get to say that. But moving forward, DC's not going to be around for much longer, okay? And when he goes, it's wide open again. His stock rolls, okay? We were talking on the pre-fight show about his Instagram following getting higher. You know, we sound like blooming teenagers talking about his Instagram, but you know what I mean? It's going to go even higher. His stock is higher. He's just bought at Madison Square Garden. He's becoming a household name in mixed martial arts. He's becoming a sports star. People are talking about him. Celebrities are talking about him. Yeah, okay, he got out-wrestled, you know? Still a lot of positives. You know, the sun is shining for Derek Lewis.
Absolutely. But, you know, Kenny, people, too, were concerned about the chance that had things not gone DC's way, that could have put the Brock fight in jeopardy and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though we kind of figured DC could win this fight relatively easily, it was still a risk for him to take it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every single fight, there's risk, especially against a guy with the kind of knockout power that Derek Lewis possesses. I think there's a lot on the line for Daniel Cormier here. He ended up taking this fight. It was a quick turnaround for him, or he had to get in shape relatively quickly. He was able to do that, get the win. That's always a good thing as a fighter. I mean, you can go and criticize all you want, but not every fight is going to be a brawl. Derek Lewis fought smart.
Who's criticizing?
Oh, no.
He said,
no.
You can go and criticize all you want. I'm not criticizing anything.
You.
Oh, the collective.
Not you.
One.
Yeah.
One.
So sensitive.
One can. Yeah. I just like proper grammar. No, the thing is, it's easy. If you're Daniel Cormier Daniel Cormier's stock will go up big time. You know, there was this phase where he was a little bit booed and this and that. People need to get a grip. And, you know, Dana White always talks about Conor McGregor. He'll take a fight at a moment's notice. Look at Daniel Cormier here. It would have been easy for him to say, no, I'm not taking this fight. I'm not risking this. I don't need to. I've got Brock Lesnar on the horizon. I've got Jon Jones. Because one punch can change everything. So he could have played it safe and said no. But he said, you know what? I'm confident I can win this fight. So I'm going to do it. You don't always, you know, even though you're confident, even though you're better, it doesn't always work out like that. But he still said, you know what? No, I'm going to do it. You got to respect
And let's not kid around. DC got a nice paycheck. He got a nice paycheck off of this, too, I'm sure.
Very nice paycheck.
He likes money.
Absolutely.
He likes money.
And he also goes down in the history books as the first man to successfully defend two belts at the same time. So amazing. Congratulations, DC.
Still the ghost in the room, or the pink elephant per se, is Brock Lesnar. Of course, the former WWE champion. Of course, on July 15th, he was notified of, in July, he was put together a deal with the USADA, the United States Anti-Doping Association, in which he admitted that he will take random testing. In other words, Brock Lesnar's open to random testing. So they're probably knocking on Brock's door every now and then at 6 in the morning and telling him to pee in a cup and things like that, or taking blood tests because, you know, they want to try to make the sport cleaner or make it appear to be clean, especially with Lesnar, of course, having steroid issues in the past. Now, Johnny, does it defy reality that this is the fight that both wrestling fans and MMA fans want to see Lesnar and Cormier hook it up because they think Lesnar has a chance of beating Cormier when I think he probably doesn't?
Yes, sir. This is the fight that I think fight fans in general want. And you read my mind with that. Watching Daniel Cormier last night, I was thinking to myself, can he take down Brock like that? Can he submit Brock? I'm interested because Brock is such a huge man, whether he's on the juice or not. And I tell you what, he just wrestled and won his Universal title back in the WWE at Crown Jewel on Friday. So I know for Brock, it's publicly known that he wants to be a two-time champion in two different sports, meaning WWE and the UFC title. But I'm going to ask you a question, Pete. Do you think that Cormier could handle Brock like that and take him down and submit him?
Daniel Cormier is the greatest wrestler in maybe the history of mixed martial arts. I mean, he's that good. He really is that good. I've watched him. I remember when I told you that he used to be Cain Velasquez, his wrestling coach down there in the American Kickboxing Academy. And Cain would take on three different guys in a five-minute round. Actually, what Cain would do is Cain would do 2 minutes with one guy, 2 minutes with another guy, and 2 minutes with another guy. Instead of doing a five-minute round, he would do a six-minute round with three different guys. So one of those rounds, I saw Cormier be number one and number three as far as there was another guy in between them. But Cormier is an outstanding athlete. I watched him beat Frank Mir. I watched him beat guys that I didn't think he was going to beat because he was supposedly a light heavyweight fighting in the heavyweight weight class. But guess what? He knocked out Stipe Miocic, and you and I know that Stipe, being a former Ohio State Golden Glove champion, I mean, he could fight. There's no doubt about it. He could box, and Cormier knocked him out. So Cormier has sort of shut me up.
He looks like he's like the goods and a very versatile fighter, right? I mean, he seems like he's got all the facets down. He could beat you multiple different ways. And whether it's boxing or, you know, Taekwondo or Muay Thai in particular, you know, mixed martial arts, the more facets of the game you have and the more ways you could beat someone, the better your chances are, obviously, to win. So I'm really interested in seeing. That's one of the fights in the UFC that I am really hoping that we get in the first quarter of the new year 2019.
Okay, so, you know, you're almost talking. I'm going to entice you and because I can feel you like you're trying to dare me here. Let's bet. I think you want to take Lesnar, and I want to take Cormier. You want to, or you can get a house bet going there because I know there's some Lesnar fans in the Signorella household. You hear what I'm saying? So they can pull their money together, and like we can bet $10. And I told you the best thing for us to do, Johnny, and I try to encourage this on the radio, is that you and I bet $10 back and forth, or $20 back and forth, whatever. And then whoever loses just gives the $20 to some homeless dude on the street. I mean, that's the greatest. That's great. That's charity and have fun at the same time.
I could not agree more, and I'd love to do it, brother. And you read me, dude. You read me like a book. I mean, Brock Lesnar, I would anticipate him to win this fight. We'll see what we get, you know. But he's such a big physical man to me. To see him against DC, I think DC would have some big problems.
Good enough. John Signorella come to us from Sin City, Las Vegas. Johnny, say hello to the old lady. We'll talk soon.
I will. Enjoy your time in Panama, Pedro. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday. Thank you so much for listening.
Great, John Signorella. Come to you from Panama City, baby. The hotel is Hotel El Panama. What a fantastic place this is. Okay. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I don't know, man. I guess. I don't know. You can hold.
So confident that there's nothing you want to know.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Tower of Power, of course, this was the cover album. Wow, the Great American Soul Book, Mighty Tower of Power, vintage 2008. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of combat sports, coming to you from the Hotel Panama in Panama City, Panama. And you folks, I really want to mention the WBO here, of course, my sponsor. I wouldn't be here without them, and I want to thank, of course, Dory and Diana in the front office, and, of course, Paco Valcarcel, Francisco Valcarcel, the leader, the president, El Presidente. We love him. He's Mr. Clarity. When I say without him, I've a lot of places I wouldn't have been, and a lot of places maybe the show wouldn't be on there. Who knows? Who has no idea? But the bottom line is we owe Paco a lot, and we thank him for this fantastic trip. Speaking of trips, 2019 looks like we'll be in Tokyo, Japan. That's right, Pedro and Ring Talk, the crew returns to Tokyo, Japan, the Tokyo Dome. And, of course, that means I'll be eating street food. When Don King offered me that $250 sushi dinner, I said, no. I went and ate some street food for like $8. That's just me. But this year, when I can't come to Panama, I've sort of fallen in love, but not with Panama per se. I've fallen in love with the Colombian lifestyle. We'll get to that into detail, of course, as life proceeds. But it's been a great trip. I can't ask for no more. I want to thank my outstanding producer, of course, in San Francisco, California, the great Paul Scott Cuddy, and didn't pull any gaffes on this show. I mean, he's flawless, man. I mean, we and I go back and forth and scream at each other, and sometimes we make faces at each other through the glass, but it all makes for the best radio, period. Nobody can do better as far as a dynamic duo is concerned than me and the Cutman. So I thank him from the bottom of my heart. Now, once again, the Mighty Tower of Power telling us we got to hit the road, baby. It's so very hard to go. Well, guess what? As one person sold, I'm never leaving. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we come to you Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Right, Ring Talk is nice. We come to you twice. Ring Talk Saturday, 11 a.m. for an hour Pacific time. Ring Talk Sunday, 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast. Until next time, all the best. And don't forget, folks, you're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.